The following interview is part of the Tales of the Trade series created by fellows in the Baltimore Youth Film Arts Program.
I am an image maker. I'm a creative. I'm an educator. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a mentor. There's a responsibility to social documentary photography to have an ethical framework that tells a story. And the goal and mission of social documentary photography is authenticity, truth, as honest a truth as you can possibly ascertain. That's why an ethical framework is super important, to understand where you are coming from as an image maker, but also to understand that the responsibility lies in telling a truthful story. So with that, understanding your own bias, who you are as an individual, what your background is, what you bring to that table, but also what the mission and goal for telling that story is. Keeping that in the forefront of your brain as you're working, so that you are constantly checking yourself. And what my place and my role is as an outsider going in and looking at somewhere else and making some sort of observations, I think is really important to be mindful of. So the work that I do in Cape Town, I'm always, or anywhere outside of the U.S., I'm always thinking in terms of who am I and what research have I done about this environment, about this place? Am I stepping into someone else's politics that maybe I don't know as much about as they do? So not trying to make a determination about somebody else, but maybe just an observation of what I'm seeing and how I personally am reacting to that. Storytelling for me goes back to my childhood and my relationship to my grandmother. Really having that profound relationship with her and understanding the impact of our family archive and really wanting to understand who those individuals were and what they meant to me, and having a relationship to that really kind of opened my eyes up to how important images are to archiving family histories. And really, I think also being a first-gen student was really important to understanding kind of what that means in the framework of education and creativity, and how I could really, through image making, really be a platform for telling somebody else's story, and how important that is to get it right and to tell that story with passion and honesty. I didn't take my first art class until I was an undergraduate student in college. So I found really an art practice very, very late. I started off with a drawing class, and then I did a painting class, and then I took a photography class, and just really everything kind of clicked. It felt like a really natural way for me to express what was in here and what was in here. I was fortunate enough to have professors that really saw something in me and helped me really kind of they guided me. One in particular, Suzanne Bloom. And it was because of Suzanne that I went into teaching. I had never thought about it. I was just taking art classes and having a good time. Living in an artist's studio, kind of living this real nomadic sort of life. Really doors just naturally started to open for me. And, you know, I was just open enough to walk through every door that opened itself for me. A lot of times feeling a little bit insecure, right? Can I really do this? I don't know. I'm just going to kind of dive in and do it and do my research and hopefully stay one step ahead of the process, but really just being open to opportunity and having a lot of people along the way mentor me and shepherd me along. And I think that's why for me today, mentorship is so crucial and so important. So have I fumbled along the way? Absolutely, we all do every single day. I try to learn from them, and I do that constantly. And I tell my students that constantly too. It's okay to fumble, it's okay to fall down. The important thing is to get up, evaluate that situation, and learn from it. In that way, it isn't a mistake, something that's detrimental to you. I'm an administrator at a college. I'm a first in a lot of the educational platforms that I have at Maryland Institute College of Art. I'm the first person of color, and I use that very broadly, to have ever taught, even today, as a full-time faculty member in my program, undergrad photography. So I don't take that lightly, that not the first African-American, but the first person of color to have taught full-time in that program. And that's still true today. And it is the oldest fully accredited fine art photography program in the country. So the weight of that, the enormity of that, is really important to me. I'm the first person of color to have chaired that program. I'm one of, I believe, three first administrators within the MICA community. So all of that is tremendously responsible. And with that, being one of the few persons of color to teach full time at MICA, I understand the enormity of being a mentor for students that look like me. But at the same time, being a mother is super crucial because I have three daughters that are constantly looking at me and who I am, not just as the mother, but as an educator, as a Black woman, creative, who has a career. So all of that is really, really important. And I'm very aware of who I am and all of those various hats that I wear constantly and every day. And I think it's important to bring people up with me, knowing that I have doors that I've opened up and tables that I'm sitting at. But understanding that when I move out of those spaces, that it's important that I make a space for somebody else who looks like me to take that seat. I initially, you know, went into this creative field thinking that there was one way to be a creative, you know? You have to be this big artist in New York. You have to be this gallerist. And if you don't do that, then you failed in some way. And at some point along the way, I really realized, you know what? I'm a creative, but I'm an educator. And for me, both of those are equal. That it's okay to not be a creative in one specific way. That there are many ways that can look and be. And what I tell a lot of my students in any platform that I have about how to be a teacher, how to be a photographer, how to be an artist, is that what I do, even in the BYFA program, is part of my artistic practice. I don't separate any of that, because all of that is wrapped up in how I make images, how I teach, how I talk about art. I don't separate them, because it's all a part of who I am. It's rewarding, not in the sense that for me it's important that I am exhibited in any particular venue, but more that people are engaging with the work and that they see value in that, right? Whether it's in a gallery, whether it's, you know, on the side of the road, whether it's in a classroom setting, for me it doesn't matter. For me, what is most important is that there's a form of communication and that there's some sort of learning that's happening. For me, it's an extension, again, of the mentorship that I've talked about. I have a skill set, and having the opportunity to work with this program in order to extend and give of any knowledge that I have to someone else is really, really important. And I start off every class that I teach in this program telling my students that I teach in the same way through the BYFA program that I teach at MICA. So whatever I give to the students in this program is the same exact education that I'm giving to my students at MICA. And being able to do that is so important. So I can't say enough about how much I value this program and how much I love working with this program. So thank you all very much.